Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great SRV. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I think I said who I am. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Davis, resident historian in the Brain Trust, author of Don't Know Much About History. His book, Don't Know Much About the American Presidents, is certainly apropos for today and for your library. I'm telling you, this is a book that you'll spend time with. Ken, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website, don'tknowmuch.com, is that right?
Don'tknowmuch.com is the website, and you'll see more about some of the presidents right there on the front page today, as well as the announcement of a book that will be coming out in October called Strongman, The Rise of Five Dictators and the Fall of Democracy, a subject that's very apropos of the moment, and apropos Washington. And the presidency. You know, one of the things that makes America exceptional, Jim, I believe, is that we've never had a strongman.
Right.
In the moments of greatest crisis in American history, the American Civil War, obviously, first, which brings forth Abraham Lincoln, and the Great Depression of World War II, which brings forth Franklin D. Roosevelt. Now, both men were imperfect, flawed, made mistakes, had their critics, but they were men who certainly wanted to advance democracy and the ideas of freedom around the world.
I think you could put Reagan in there as being a significant partner in bringing down the Cold War and the end of the Soviet Union.
Absolutely.
I think you can include him in there.
Absolutely, and not a strong man. And this goes back to George Washington, and one of the aspects of his greatness, as far as I'm concerned, in his moment of complete and power and authority, he walked away from the job. There were many men, of course, who at the time who wanted Washington to stay. They wanted him to be president for life if he would. First of all, he was tired. He had devoted his life to public service, and in some respects, it had been a long time. He was sick.
He only lived a couple of years after he got out of office, didn't he?
That's correct. He dies in December of 1799, perhaps hastened by the fact that his doctors bled him at the time, which was standard medical practice of the day. But Washington does establish this precedent for the president, and he knew that everything that he did while he was president would set a bar.
Can I stop you for a second? Isn't that the genius of that cluster, that they not only lived in the moment and did the business of the moment, but almost everything they did was with a vision to the future, with a vision even the ones who were at daggers drawn enemies, basically like Hamilton and some of his guys, and sometimes Adams and Jefferson, even at that point, they were aware of what they were doing at that moment was going to have the legacy of that over generations, weren't they?
They were historians. They were men who read history and understood history. The greatest achievement they thought, for the most part, was the Roman Republic, which lasted for hundreds of years, centuries, until Julius Caesar came along. So they understood the danger of a strong man and what it could do to a republic. And they were very, very mindful of that. And that's why they were so concerned about the abuse of power, and they were so concerned about putting checks on the power of the presidency. They feared the idea that you put a man in charge. And of course, when I say man, that was their idea then.
That's right. That's right.
Obviously, we can think differently now, but they were thinking then of a man who was in charge of an army, and that scared them, even though there was no real standing army in America.
Well, and the thing there was no precedent for what they were doing. I mean, the word experiment, The word experiment was appropriate. Lincoln called it that. It was appropriate, wasn't it?
There were many, many different republics that James Madison in particular looked back at. He had gotten Thomas Jefferson to loan him something like 200 books about the history of republics throughout throughout the preceding centuries. Most of them had failed, including the Roman Republic, mm-hmm. most especially. And they understood the difficulties and dangers of democracy. They understood that democracy was one short step removed from mob rule. So they, at every step of the way, they understood that power has to be checked, because if you don't check power, there will be people, men, who will seize and want unlimited power. And that's why they were so careful about limiting the powers of the presidency, limiting the powers of Congress, limiting the powers of courts by putting checks on each of them that the two other branches could apply to a third branch. And that is the genius that they had.
I want to say one thing, then I'll let you wrap it up on him. Someone said once, when George Washington could have done more, he did less. And he was talking about not taking the third term. When he could have, when he was begged to do more, he chose to do less. And that was his part of, a big part of his legacy. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, I agree completely. It's one of the reasons why I put him in the first ranks of presidents, yeah. that he created so many of the traditions of this office.
And he named us
for the Republic.
He named us American in his farewell speech. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Ken, good job today. Come back soon.
No, I will. And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.